the surgical hub, for one, is a total given that it should be. The location has to be Sligo. In order to meet the clinical demand that's there, and to be able to take these type of cases. And then the second biggest thing is the need for a multi-service block. It's a surgical block. You'll have new modernised theatres that will be able to handle the demand, and also surgical beds, because at the moment they are taken up largely with medical patients, and therefore this is what increases the waiting list. So this problem, where there's an infrastructure problem, is just compounding all of these current, you know, demands on the system. So, you know, I suppose really we do need infrastructure funding and the surgical hub to be progressed at pace.
Your thoughts on heading into the autumn winter months, when we do see notoriously high numbers attending the ED, extra pressure on Sligo University Hospital as a whole, and with numerous leaky roofs?
Yeah, I mean, it is worrying when you don't have the supports, the structural supports that are required in order to do your job. So I do believe that that the hospital management will be taking this very seriously and putting contingency plans in place, which they, I'm sure, are doing and have always done to try and maximise the service. But I suppose what's really needed is some investment, and maybe temporary investment in terms of a modular build while waiting for a multi-service block. Because as we know, you have to go through design stages and planning and procurement, and even when the funding is there. And so therefore, these types of major structural infrastructure projects do take a large amount of time. We've seen it with the 42-bedded block, which is currently started. But, you know, and we do need a multi-storey block. But in the interim, in order to maintain our current service, not least expand it, which is what is actually needed, we do need to have some thoughts on some contingency in terms of a modular build if the roof is not fit for purpose, and if there are going to be continual leaks. Because as you say, while it's raining, it has been raining recently, but as you know, in the inclement weather in the winter time, you'll have that problem compounded with the problem of increased admissions, and then the need to maintain your elective surgery. So there's a lot of factors there coming against being able to deliver the care that's required for the people of this region.